Here comes another Chinese earthquake.
Alright guys, class is starting. Please take out your pencils and your sketchbooks.
Fuck you, teach.
Chuck, I didn't do my homework. Can I copy yours?
Just make sure it's a bit different.
Okay.
I see you, boys.
Oh no!
Oh no!
And as punishment, you're gonna have to watch this week's podcast. Hi everybody, welcome to the Three Weebos. I hope you like that intro, because I'm not gonna do another one.
Because we're too lazy to record a 17th one.
40 minutes in. It was all just openings. 50.
We bring the quality on this podcast.
Again,
what if my power just went out again?
Oh, God.
I would
fucking
die.
What if my parents just returned again?
That'd be funny. Okay, let's get started.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's a new week. Means new anime. Again, once again, my name is Pino. To my above me, we have Chuck, and then right above him is also Garb.
Yeah. I am above Chuck.
Yeah, you're sitting on my shoulders.
Just
wait
for the end.
We're trying to get a balloon. Just wait for the end. That's right.
You will be surprised. You won't believe your eyes.
If 10 million
fireflies, not again.
Oh my god.
Okay.
That was a meme from a while ago.
I love that.
Can we not?
I love that. Anyways, welcome back. This week, I've had the boys and I watch the anime called This Art Club Has a Problem, otherwise known as Kono Bijutsubu Niwa Mondai Agaru.
Or yeah, let's pretty call it Art Club.
We're going to call it Art Club. Okay, yes.
I'm going to call it 7.
Okay. Is that your rating?
7 out of 73.
Oh boy.
Yes.
You needed 7 to pass. No.
Yay.
Yes, so this is a short anime series based on the manga by the same name. It kind of focuses on the life of the members of this art club. I don't want to pronounce the middle name because I will butcher it. Tsukimori Middle School. This is an art club which consists of 4 members. The first member is Usami. The second one is Uchimaki. Or Uchimaki? Uchimaki? Yeah, Uchimaki.
Uchimaki. I say Uchimaki.
Who are both, I believe, second years in middle school.
Yeah.
Then we have the young Colette-san, who is a first year in this middle school. And we have the president of the club, president, a third year in the middle school, believe it or not. I'm already messing up again.
It's okay, my child. I'll forgive you.
It's okay.
No one
forgives me. Anyways, let's see. This was made by and illustrated by a young person named I can't pronounce that. Imigimuru.
For a podcast about anime, we sure never know how to pronounce anything.
I'm not a weeb.
Ugh,
disgusting.
No weebs allowed.
No weebs allowed on the Three of Weeb Bros. Duh.
Disgusting.
What do you think this is?
I'm gonna China? Look and see what else that person's done. Oh.
He's done quite a bit. But before we go that, this manga began serialization in the ASCII Medium Works in Denki Moa magazine.
Did you just say manga?
Yeah, I said manga.
Okay.
Yeah. So this anime has only run for 12 episodes. It came out around December 2006.
Nope. No. Oh, wait, the manga.
Not the manga. Bad. I'm talking about the anime.
No, the anime was premiered in the summer 2016.
Oh, whoops.
Anime season.
That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it was actually last year.
No, it wasn't. It was last year.
Okay, yeah, so let me correct
2016
myself.
Was.
December 2012 was when... I hate you all. December... okay, December 2012 was when the manga first came out. And since then, it got the anime release around July 2016, as Chuck said. The only reason I said December was because I... It's December, okay? I just messed up, boys. Come on, please forgive.
Wait, guys, I messed up.
Guys, no, please.
I made the guys watch it. This anime has a little special place in my heart that I'll talk about a little bit later, but I want to ask
more
you guys...
More like fart.
Ooh, get out. But I want to ask you guys...
Bye.
I want to ask you guys, again, as usual, I threw out an anime out there. What'd you guys think before watching it?
That was a joke. You guys thought I left, but I didn't.
Oh. I thought that the title was really bad.
I feel like 2016 had that problem with the really long titles.
But
don't do a very good job of describing what the show is.
There's like...
Well, I think this art class has a problem, kind of, or club, whatever the fuck. Well, like, what came out in, like, 2016 was also, like, Mob Psycho 100.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
It's a terrible name as well.
Berserk came out in 2016.
What's a Berserk?
Oh, no.
You made a joke about it in the last episode.
Who, me? Nah, you must be mistaken.
I know. What was the joke again?
About the animation style.
Wait, what?
Right?
I think it was Kimono Friends when you were talking about Berserk.
Yeah.
When you were,
and their interesting use of 3D. I may have offended people. I must say I offended people in that episode. So
no, not that I know of right now. We haven't gotten any angry emails. Rather, any emails at all. But...
That's not what I like to hear.
Okay, Pido, this is your podcast. You tell us what we talk.
Of course, we talk anime. But I've asked you what you guys thought about the show before you watched it.
I didn't think of much of it. It seemed like a pretty generic show when I saw images of it. I'm like, it's about a girl and a guy and then a couple other side characters and a sleeping man.
Oh. I thought it was just going to be garbage because the name was too long. Yeah. And then, like, I put it on and I was like, hey, this is pretty good.
Bizarre Adventure is a pretty long name.
Ding, ding, ding,
there it is.
There it is. Ooh, I didn't do it this week. Oh, yeah. Please add that to the counter.
We need a counter to see who's mentioned JoJo first on each episode.
You're right.
And this was pretty quick, actually. That was like 5 minutes
in. It's quick like every single time. We don't even think about it. That's so bad.
But legitimately, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Diamond is Unbreakable is fucking long as shit for a title.
Yes, it is. As for me, before I actually knew about this show, I actually was surfing the Instagrams a year ago. And then I saw a clip of this show. And it was a scene where two young gentlemen had to draw a female. And in that scene, one of them draws them completely wrong, but in a great art style, and the other one doesn't even begin. And I was like, yep, this is the humor that I want. So I decided to give it a try.
That was in, like, episode, 11, right?
Yes, it was episode 11. So I was, for 10 episodes, I'm like, where is this scene? when is this going to happen? So I decided to give it a look-see, and then I ended up binging it. I binged like 8 episodes one night, and then I was like, oh crap, I have to watch weekly now because it came out recently.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that was fun, but I fairly much enjoyed my time with it. So I thought, you know, hey, these guys seem to have good sense of anything, so I recommend it to them.
And, it was a pretty good one. It wasn't really a recommendation as much it was we had to watch it anyway, so...
It was more that we were forcing each other to do
don't
this.
Don't break the illusion, boys.
What illusion?
Dude, I just realized, this is basically just an anime club.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Almost. We all have all the things.
I hate anime.
Dude, it was a mistake. Anyways, let's get started.
I can't believe you've done this.
Oh, so let's let's just talk about, let's start with the presentation. Let's start with the opening and ending songs of this anime. What'd you guys think about the first song, which is called Starting Out? Starting Now.
Chuck has like a big problem with first parts. Yeah.
So like, this is not a bad opening. It's a good one. Mm-hmm. But
the song is tight.
The song's great, especially the second half. But the first couple shots shows sketches of the character slowly being formed into like the anime art style, and it goes through different layers of painting and details through painting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last transition goes from the painting to the anime art style. And it just annoys the hell out of me that they go from that, from the paint, like the fully finished painting, like, style to, like, the animation.
Really?
Like, it just, it bugs the hell out of me because, like, it's an art class. They're drawing, they're fucking painting shit. So they should stop at the paint and then just move to the next character. And then they can do all the animation stuff. But, like, that first bit always bugs me because I'm like, you should just keep it there. And it makes, it's just a gripe that.
I could see that.
Once you pointed it out to me, like, I could kind of see what you were talking about, but, like, it doesn't bug me.
Yeah.
nearly as much as it does you.
Do we have an artiste screaming in our midst here?
Yes, graphic design is my passion.
Oh, I see.
I fucking knew you were going to say that. Piece of shit.
That's a good meme.
It is? It's because it's true.
So, yeah, as Chuck said, this is the opening has a lot of callbacks to basically art stuff in art class and whatnot, with the characters from turning from sketches to the anime art style. I actually fairly much enjoy it, and the song is just so upbeat that I'm just like, I know I'm gonna have a good time. I don't skip this opening. I'm just like, yeah, I gotta listen to this through.
It kind of like goes through, it kind of like fades and slowly goes between different genres. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool.
Yes,
like I'm not saying that I hate the opening. Like, it's good for like 90% of it. It's just that opening part just always is angry.
Hey, but that's an A. That's an A in my
book. That's an A minus in everyone's book.
Yes, very much so. I feel like it really just captures the show. Just, you know, the vibe of the show. It's just uppity, colorful, and just
uppity.
Yeah. And you get your little bit of fan service in there, you know, with that once part of the opening with
one scene of the advisor.
Yes, the best advisor, of course, only advisor. Actually, you know what? No, Koyama Sensei is the
best.
That's
a lie. Koyama's way better.
Very much so. All right, and
I was watching a little bit of this at work, and like that scene would always come up, and I'd be like, "All right, time to just leave Discord up, so this isn't showing on my screen."
Hey, that's what I did too.
Hey, I'm not ashamed of my weebness.
If it weren't just straight up boobs, I would be more okay with it. Mm-hmm. But it's just straight up boobs.
Well, it's the full body, you know. You have to appreciate the body.
It pans up. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Pan's my favorite god.
Yes. All right. So the ending theme. The ending theme goes by the name of Koisuru Zukei, otherwise known as Cube Futurissimo, sung by Sumiri Usika, and that's the ending. What'd you guys think?
That one was pretty good too. Obviously, like, not as badass as the opening, but like it's still a good song. I would still listen. I listened to it a couple times all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Except they kind of had to rush like the last half. But
Chuck, you seem like you want to say something.
I'm not a huge fan of that ending. Like, I don't know why.
Why are you being such a me?
I don't know!
What about when the girl dies in the ending?
That one was the fucking best. Like, I always, like, make sure to watch through, like, the ending at least a couple times just in case, like, something changes or something happens. Mm-hmm. And how she just fucking how Colette just fucking falls over and dies legitimately made me laugh out loud. And it was... Oh...
Yeah, so the ending's a little slower. Of course, as all endings should probably be, you know, closing out the show. It's basically just the characters standing, and, like, I guess the camera panning, or they're just moving around, orbiting a giant cube, with some artwork from scenes from the anime, especially our favorite Apple Man. We've got Bob and Cho there probably sometimes. All the goofy little paintings they have, and it's a nice way to close out.
The Apple Man is so good. God. He's so funny.
I love the Apple Man. He reminds me of Soften.
Yeah, I totally get that.
And that's that. Oh God, it's my favorite. Yes.
Yes. Ew.
Yes.
Pino talking to people.
Yeah, my studio audience has left the building. Now I can scream. Okay. Anyways. Again, that ending is only actually for episodes 1 through 11. I won't talk about that last one, the last ending, because I really don't remember it so well. But there is another ending for the end of the series.
Yeah, the last ending, you know, it's basically your... It's okay. The song didn't seem offensive to me at all. Mm-hmm. And it's just the credit rolling with scenes from the anime playing on in a fucking box in the corner. Yeah.
I like skip through it to like make sure that nothing else happened at the end, and yeah, like nothing really happened.
Yeah,
it's kind of like this whole show. Like it's good, but it doesn't really go like up and be above.
Yeah, it's a very it's good.
Isn't it up and beyond? Up and above? No, wait, what is it?
Yeah, I don't fucking remember.
We're the quote boys. I forgot.
You're the quote boy.
No, I'm not.
We're not. You have the sole responsibility for being the lifeblood of this podcast. If you don't...
I don't have blood.
What are you?
I am me, and you know it. Okay.
Are you a lizard man?
No.
Oh, because lizards still have blood. They're just cold-blooded.
Are you dumb?
Yeah, I'm done, but I'm not dumb.
Yeah, no, yes, I am dumb.
All right. Anyways... this anime actually, or this story at least, it kind of takes a kind of weirder, a different kind of approach to most standard anime rom-com kind of stuff. This kind of has like a whole randomish feel to it. Like each episode, you might have one or two little side stories, or maybe even three per episode. And I personally kind of enjoyed that. But what did you guys think about that?
I really don't care about. Like, how the anime is really structured, as long as it keeps me enticed and enjoying it. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's nothing wrong with it having just brief stories. Like, that's just what it is. And I'm like, cool, I like anime.
I love pacing.
I feel like the pacing, God damn it, I was about to use that word.
Ooh, gotcha.
I feel like the pacing is
now you have
just
to
like,
use something else.
I can't, it's too late. I feel like the pacing is just like, just... tiniest hair like too slow, just like a little tiny bit, but like it's still good. I just feel like if it was just like if they just cranked that up just like a little bit to the right,
we'd have six episodes.
Be a little better. This isn't Dragon Ball.
Oh my gosh, don't get me started. It's not Dragon Ball, it's no One Piece, it's no Naruto.
Dude, I love Sasuke.
I'm on my way.
Sasuke!
But yes, the story follows the main protagonist, Usami Mizuki. It's just a young girl who's got a little crush on a boy named Usumaki Subaru.
Ew. But heterosexuals. Not in my house.
Only homers, please.
No!
But this boy, he's got something special, and I want you guys to describe that for me. What is wrong with
us?
You can't just say that's us.
He has no interest in 3D girls.
He's us, but with artistic talent.
Okay, yes. So, if you don't know us, we are weaves. And this one, he's the king of the crop, Mr. Uchimaki Subaru.
Did you say king of the crop?
King of the crop, dude.
It's the cream of the crop.
No, up, he's like, the king of the crop, dude.
No, it's the king of the crop. You rise.
Arigato, Italiano.
The cream of the crop.
Who the hell's getting text messages?
Not
this
me.
Is a professional.
I didn't do it.
Okay.
It's my first day. Come on, give me a break.
We've been doing this for years. We're just gonna quote every single episode.
I hate.
We're in a rut, guys. Please give us new quotes.
And if
there's
you
not a lot of...
if you don't want me to, never mind. Okay.
What?
Anyways, Mr. Uchimaki is actually a very hardcore dweeb who joined the art club solely to draw his waifus and expand ever so on more multiple waifus that he could have. It is very apparent each and every goddamn episode that he loves him some anime titties.
Me too.
And there's nothing Thanks. Wrong with that. But it makes for an interesting
He's dynamic. A man of class. The actual reason, like, the when they did the interview process of who should be, like, getting him into the art club, mm-hmm. he literally said, the anime that I was watching just ended. So he had some free time on his hands. He was like, better draw my waifus. And that's what he did.
And that's what he did. Yes, sir. And I kind of like this dynamic. Having a boy who just loves anime with no interest in the 3D realm being crushed upon by a young girl who's actually pretty normal. Just loves art. Loves drawing apples. Like,
she's but a cutie too.
But she also likes bats and violence.
You're right. She also wears a bunny clip on her head. She has a bob
Best
haircut.
Best grill.
Yes.
Right there.
Well, the bunny. We'll see.
Oh, fuck. I should probably pull that up for when we do it. Okay, Hold continue. On. Sorry. No, we're not doing it yet. Come on.
But, yeah, let's go one by one, each of the characters, I guess. I've already introduced both of these two. How do you feel about these two characters, first off and foremost?
They're good.
They're good?
Okay. They're not, like, they're not world-changing, but they're good.
They're good? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the dying...
Wait, you didn't tell... you didn't ask me how I felt.
I'm sorry, Chuck. How did you feel?
My feelings are hurt.
All right, let's go to the next...
they're both good. Right. They're good characters. You're like, yeah, I like these people. They're not irritating. Mm-hmm. They have their own quirks and flaws.
Did you say quirks?
Usami's like the straight man, and it's good. Mm-hmm. And she's very sunder.
God damn it, Pino.
Which kind of sucks because like Maki is so much better of a sunder.
Why?
That, like going from Love Live to this, it's like she's not as good as Maki. So like she. You know, it's not her fault.
Stop right there, criminal scum. How dare you?
Anyways.
She's even younger than Maki.
Oh, no. Stop.
In the name of the law.
Okay. Point taken. I agree. I can see why. Yes, I do know that, you know, this is a level down from our beloved Love Life. Amen. But I still think Usami holds up. You know, she's got...
Yeah, she's not a bad mm-hmm. character by any she's means, just but she's just violent. Lesser. Well, violence gives her part of her charm.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, we've got Uchimaki, the man among men. We love him. Ever so.
You really liked that nya, didn't you?
You really did.
Moving on. Our next character we mentioned earlier is Colette. She is, again, the first year member of the art club. And she is actually a foreign student. She actually has only been living in Japan for a couple years.
Yeah. No boy, wait, she
no,
weirdo.
No, didn't she live in Japan for a while?
It was something
she
was, weird.
She lived in Japan for a while, and then her parents went back stateside, and she's like, I'm just gonna stay here.
Oh, I have and the wiki it. Up.
Oh, no! I've been had.
I got you.
Not the trivia.
Oh, I love
My
trivia.
Only weakness.
There it goes. But yeah.
Wait, no. According to myanimelist.net, she moved to Japan with her parents for their careers and has been there for around 7 years, which is a long-ass time.
Yes.
She got so used to living in Japan that she decided to continue living there even after her parents returned home. Bam, bam, bam!
It makes you
Where's
wonder.
Her home?
You actually never find out, but I'll give you a...
I'm so good!
I'll give you another piece of trivia. She's actually filthy, stinking rich.
That's true.
That somehow does not surprise me.
Yes, I am. Anyways, moving on. Actually, no, let's not move on just yet. Colette is one of the craziest characters out there, and I appreciate her role in this. It's just...
She's just a child.
She's a child.
She's literally just a child.
She's like the polar opposite of Umari,
mm-hmm.
and it works out. They have good chemistry.
Yes. It's like...
Dude, God,
innocence is bliss, and Colette was just a little too innocent. Anyways... Next up, we have the one and only President.
Who doesn't have a name.
No, but in the manga, he is called Yo-chan, or Yo.
Whoa.
Yo. By a certain Yo. Female. But other than that, no one actually knows his name. So throughout the anime, throughout the manga, he's just President.
He's just Presidente.
Yes. He is a tall middle schooler for some reason.
Third year
middle school, I'm sorry. with long hair, and his personality represents each and every one of us on this podcast right there.
Mostly me, though.
Mostly Chuck.
I'm kind of...
He has garbage hair.
That's too much work. He has my height, and he has Pino's good looks.
Oh, boy, that doesn't sound correct.
President shaves, though, so that's why.
As any president would, they would always be tired. Stop making a
sleeping joke. I get it. God!
This president likes to sleep, and so that is his main, like, little running gag.
That is his character arc.
Yes, that is his character arc. That is his life. That is his waifu. That is his job, to sleep.
Amen. I appreciate that.
But he does have a soft... He does have a kind heart, and we can see that in a couple of the episodes.
I'm a good boy.
I'm soft. And squishy, because I'm chunky.
He's flaccid.
Next up, we have...
Maybe. You don't know.
The... love rival in this triangle, maybe? Question mark? Imari Maria. Pink-haired transfer student.
I think that Imari knows that... What's her name? I think that she knows that Usami and Uchimaki, like, need to be together. I think she's a lesbian. I can actually sort of agree with you there, Chuck.
Because she said in one episode to what's her name?
She was, like, the hugging friend. That body pillow.
No, she told Kaori. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but one of Usami's good friends, mm-hmm. when she was trailing her, and then they sat down together, and then Imari's literally just like, yeah, I love her. And I'm like,
hey, love comes in.
The gays have found us again. We can't escape.
It's okay. It's 2017, boys.
No, it's great.
Okay.
It's great. I love it.
Disgusting.
2 seconds ago, they found us, boys. It's great. Don't worry.
Well, they did find us, but I'm just saying it's okay. They found us once again. Right. It happens.
I like that Imari is basically just a female Uchimaki. But
yeah,
but she also talks more. She's a little
weirder too.
Mm-hmm.
I like that about her.
I like that. She's like that. She's that one kid at your school that you're like.
That Naruto she like runs does the to class.
Yeah, Naruto runs always. To class, but you don't mind because they're like good looking. And you're like, you know what? You're good.
You know what? I'm okay with this.
Yes. Okay. I'll Naruto run with you too, bro.
and then she's like, ew, you're gross, and you're like,
hey.
Come on.
That sums up all the children of the anime. And now we want to talk about, you know, the more mature side.
Wait, we didn't talk about second year boy.
Oh boy, how could I ever forget? Second year boy. The most important character in this anime. The other love interest, I think. Platonically, one-sided. What did you think about second year boy?
He doesn't have a name. Well, he does have a name. But he won't say it.
No, he won't. We won't let him
finish.
Yeah,
that's right. They just forgot to get it. I fucking forgot about him just like they did.
Dude, that's the best joke in the entire show.
Who are you again? Ah, that hurt my heart. I am second year. I don't care. And you're like,
I challenge you. Forget my name.
Oh, shuck.
Anyways, again, yes, we have a lot of side characters with names and side characters without any names. And... actually, main important characters with no names either. So this is, like, kind of unique, and I don't think I've ever encountered this in any other kind of, like, anime thus far.
Yeah, they just don't have any names.
Unless Speedwagon wasn't really Speedwagon's name.
Speedwagon transcends all names.
Add that to the counter. Woo!
Dude, you gotta roll with the changes.
You're right? Okay.
That's Bob Dylan!
Fuck!
Shoutouts to
that's not REO Speedwagon.
No.
How dare you?
He got you. Shoutouts to REO Speedwagon.
No, because he fucking...
Shoutouts.
Roll with the changes.
Shoutouts to that guy.
Roll with the changes is REO Speedwagon.
All right. Fuck. I want to talk about one last character, and it wouldn't be an anime about school and romance if there wasn't at least an important adult. In there the you mix. Go, Pino. Thank you. I can't English today. And she goes by the name of Tachibana Yumiko, the supervisor of the art club. The new supervisor, that is, after the former advisor had to...
Koyama-sensei had to go to the newspaper club.
Oh, yes. May he rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Miss Tachibana is actually very clumsy, but she is also very clumsy for the correct reasons. She is the kind of quote-unquote fan service of the show, if you can.
She got big boobies.
yes, she does.
She's very cute, though. Mm-hmm. She's like, she's adorable.
Her mannerisms are cute.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She reminds me of a cat. Because she wears a cat suit.
You got it.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, she's just a really shy teacher, and I appreciate having a shy teacher, because I've never met a shy teacher. They all hate me.
Pino, you're usually fucking weirdos.
Pino, you're the shy teacher.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just surrounded by a pervert and a delinquent. And I don't know which one's which. Anyway.
I know who the pervert is.
Me.
It's Garb.
Oh.
That confirms it. We have it. There you have it, guys.
And with that,
there was no doubt in my mind or anyone's mind.
Vote in the comments who you actually thought the pervert was. We'll wait.
Spoiler, it's all of us.
Calm down, me amigo. There's...
What was it?
Amigo.
It was,
oh.
I don't know why we haven't talked about the head yet. That's the best character.
Oh my gosh. Let's talk about... You know what? We'll move on from the characters into the...
Amigo.
Into the art section of the show.
No. We still have one more character.
What other amigo. Character?
Moika.
Oh, Moika-chan. Okay, oh, yeah. Sure.
She's fucking adorable.
Yeah, Moika-chan is actually the granddaughter of the former supervisor of the art club, Mr. Koyama-san.
Koyama-sensei.
And she plays a nice important role in basically almost all the lives of the main cast. Almost.
Yeah.
She shows up in like 3 episodes or so.
Yeah.
She shows up in like 4 or 5. She shows up in a pretty frequent amount for a plot device.
Yeah, I guess that's like almost like
that's
half or a fourth.
Well, because she shows up in the first episode with when Colette was leading her around with her little mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was there with President when he was sleeping. She was there when they were selling Coke to people. She was there at the last episode even.
Coca-Cola. Just for you viewers.
Straight up Coca-Cola.
I love this art club.
They can just blatantly take the Coca-Cola logo, but the Sony cameras. Whew,
no,
that's
Cody,
where they had to draw the
my
line.
Favorite
2012,
my dudes.
All the cameras say Coney, like K-O-N-Y.
As in all anime fashion, other. When you have the game station or any other known. I like when they translate Nikon, they put Nihon sometimes. I'm like, what is that? That's not right. You forgot the
Nihon.
Line. You sound like a donkey. Nihon.
Well, Garb is an ass.
Oh. Yeah. All right, commercial break, boys.
Guys, that was the best joke you're going to get all podcast.
You're right.
So strap your asses in for this one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, even man, though you we're like full circle.
Even though we're like 30 minutes into this podcast.
So, now with all the important characters out of the way.
Wait, I have one more character
okay,
that we
cool.
need to talk about.
Who is it this
amigo.
Time?
Amigo.
Put Amigo on the screen. Any of the
Fuck!
Versions of Amigo.
We were doing so well without making me put stuff on the screen.
Hey, man, you told me there was one more character, and he seems like the most important one to me.
He is the most important character, though.
Please place
Amigo.
Him. Just put him on there somewhere.
Amigo. He's going to be on this screen for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, he's going to stare at you, just like all the statues
Amigo.
Do and all the paintings do at any art museum you go to.
Amigo.
Now that we've gone through with it, as this show in the title says, it is about an art club.
Wait, we have one more character we can talk about.
God almighty, help me.
Amigo!
This is my last episode, boys.
Amigo. Who's the other one?
There's Bob and Sho, but I wanted to do this in a different segment. I wanted us to talk about our favorite art pieces they ever made in the show.
Oh, that's actually gonna be would be fun.
No, if Chuck can actually shut up. Can we put up the technical difficulties or something?
No. Okay.
You caught your breath, bud? You alright?
You okay? Do you have one more character to talk about?
Amigo.
We've talked about Amigo plenty. We might need the technical difficulties.
He's broken. He's gone.
Oh my
god. He's in orbit.
I thought my Bobo episode was bad.
Okay, let's talk about art. I'm sorry.
Okay. As I sort of mentioned in between the laughter, I just want us to talk about each of the art pieces in the show that we kind of remember. Things that are memorable. Things that actually made us love the show. Somebody other than me start. Chuck, you seem very, very adamant about Amigo here. Please describe who he is.
So Amigo. Amigo is a painted bust of a head that was painted by Colette because she was bored, and he just is Amigo in the anime, and it is quite possibly the funniest thing
in the world.
Ever.
It's not funny at all. It's just stupid.
It is so good.
It is one of the best moments.
But that's not my favorite art piece. My favorite art piece is the fucking Apple Man. Because Apple Man is literally just a sexy apple with a body.
No.
The body isn't sexy. It's the apple that really turns me on.
The apple came to fruition because Uchimaki challenged Usami to make something more anthropomorphic. So make an anthropomorphic apple. And it became, well, this beauty.
It's a good...
Him being a fan of Moe and Cat Girls.
Of course, the next step would be Mr. Apple.
Of course.
Because that was all she was drawing was apples. And he's like, hey, I have an idea.
Yeah. Okay. Garb, you have any ones you want to
bring up? Do you think Usami just wants to keep the doctor away so she keeps drawing apples?
Ooh. Yeah, you know what they say.
Good joke alert!
God, I hate you.
Dude, that's the first time that's ever happened in this podcast. Dude, 6 episodes in.
I think I felt like people laughing at that.
I didn't. I felt silence, dude.
I just felt sadness deep on the inside.
Dude, but I feel that every day.
Oh, boy.
Me too. Thanks. I like Bob and Show. Those are probably my favorites.
Bob and
Show. They're the most memorable for me. Other than Amigo, of course.
Amigo.
Oh, my God.
Amigo.
Bob and Show.
Who is Bob and Show, Garb?
They're
brothers.
They were talking about hairstyles, and there was a misunderstanding between Usami and Colette, mm-hmm. and Colette thought that the Bob hairstyle somehow, I don't know if it's maybe like a Japanese translation.
It was short
thing.
And Bob was like the two words were trying to do, and she's like, oh.
And he's a bald man, he's very handsome. He looks very silly.
Oh my god.
And it makes me happy.
I'm just glad that art just existed. It shows us the raw talent each of these individuals has.
Isn't
for
that
totally
like one
different
of the
reasons.
Isn't that like the only thing that Colette even like draws in the anime?
I think.
She draws a couple things. Not very much.
She draws on people, I think.
That's true.
Yes.
She's an artiste.
You're right.
She's a Jigglypuff.
So
Jigglypuff.
My favorite thing is the brother of our buddy Amigo, the one that was found inside the closet of the art
Ronald
classroom.
McDonald?
The clown.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald, the Amigo.
Amigo.
Oh, and
Amigo.
Like the fact that the former art club matey, somebody in that art club was as like childish or stupid as Colette to just.
Why not both?
You know what? Why not both? You're right. Somebody like that has a high IQ. But in order to mess up two busts really says something about this art club. There really is a problem, boys.
They're all disabled like us.
Oh boy. Why do you think
this podcast has a problem?
Oh no.
Yeah. Damn it, we should have named our podcast.
You're right. Ugh. Oh, we could have been sued, though.
I don't think they would sue us.
You're right. I can't even read Japanese.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wait, you were saying you could. What? No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You lied.
No, I didn't.
Liar.
All right. Well, that segment was a train wreck.
Wait. No, I have one more.
Oh, God.
No, not again.
Chuck is just dying. Chuck loves not being the host.
Oh, it's so good. I have so much, like, I don't care enough to, like, I don't have points that I need to hit throughout the podcast.
You're right.
So I can just do whatever. It's great.
Oh my gosh.
He can interrupt all the time.
You're right.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Remember on the Kimono Friends episode when you were like, oh, is this how it feels? Fuck it, whatever. Yes.
Yes.
Now you know.
It's great. Well, I know how it feels to be interrupted so many times.
If you don't know. Hey, man, at least I'm the one who interrupts the least, I think.
Well, yeah, because Garb's a piece of shit. Can't you hear him giggling?
No. That's just my stomach.
Ah, I see.
Anyways, let's take a step back. Let's take a step back. Let's go into the real meat of why we made this podcast. Let's talk about the art. Wait. That doesn't sound correct with this anime.
Wait, guys, I messed up.
Yeah?
Yeah?
That was it.
Oh.
I was helping you.
Okay, thank you. Wait.
I was a support.
Thanks.
Wait.
Did I do good?
No,
you did bad.
Shit.
Let's talk about
what
set pieces, the animation, and the animation of the...
Oh, that was the joke you were going for. Okay. I got it now.
Okay.
We good?
Yeah, we good.
Cool.
Okay.
I am kind of sad that after Chuck pointed out like the opening thing, I was like, man, I wish they would have just kept the, like a painting like style the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that have been so cool?
Yeah, I mean that probably would be hard to do, and like I don't know if they had the like budget and risk to do that.
They could just make it like Chowder and just have different layers of paint and just you could take the sun.
Yeah, you could take all the things that seem like fun.
Get them up, and when you're done...
Rada? Rada, rada.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Rada, rada. Come on in, feel free to do some looking. Say hello, because something's on cooking. Come on in. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm as lost as everyone else. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, boy.
Guys, why are we whispering?
I don't know. But anyways, I think the art animation was actually pretty good in this episode.
Don't tell my mom. There's a couple times where it kind of looks like Studio Trigger.
And is that the only animation place that you know?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
And we don't want to remember Toei because of, reasons.
We're talk about Toei watch like every episode, though.
We're going to watch a Toei movie in two episodes.
Oh, no, not again.
Oh, no.
Who chose this movie?
No, we're going to watch two Toeis in a row.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, we're going to die.
Anyways.
One of the things that like really stood out to me was the use of like lighting and the sun. Like there's so many shots that have like the sun setting that has it's a very well done shading, but also just the sun itself is used as like a framing device for a lot of different scenes that I really enjoyed and that you don't see a lot of.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, this is good. The sun looks good.
I always appreciate, like, having a passage of time, especially in, like, short anime and in long-running anime. Because if it's always just daytime, it feels boring. It feels bland. I'm like, okay, cool, it's a new day. No, I want to see what's happening at night. I want to know what you're doing in your... Well, okay, no, that sounds wrong. I want to know what
that
you're doing
weird,
in your house.
Pano.
I want to know the feel of the moment. I'm a bad host. Anyways.
No, you're the best host. No, way not. Better than me.
No, dude. We all know Garb is the best. But anyways. I know that Garb was very fond of all the faces that... or the expressions that the characters made in this anime.
Oh, yeah. They all have a lot of good ones.
Yes. Especially... They all come... I feel like most of them just come from Usami. She's, like, very expressive. And at the same time,
because she's a straight man that like reacts really exaggerated to all the chaos happening around her.
Exactly. And it's that really kind of captured my eye when I actually started this. I was like, hey, this is pretty good.
Hey, that's pretty good. You know who has the least amount of expression?
Who?
President. He has three faces the entire anime.
He's got sleep face.
Yeah.
He's got awake and unamused face, and then awake and somewhat amused face, and that's it.
Me too.
Oh man, he just represents each and every one of us here.
I love that man. Anything else? The animation's good. It works well. You know,
the backgrounds are nice.
Yeah.
For the most part, the most of the anime takes place inside the club room or inside the school grounds. There are some moments where they do go to Usami's house, or they're like outside on the street, and they all kind of blend in. You know, it's like, okay, this feels like it exists in this world, and it's totally fine. I like it.
Yeah, it's so, not like too crazy or exaggerative. Mm-hmm.
Like you won't.
You crazy.
Like you won't be going
they
to
save
space.
That for the faces.
Yeah.
Damn it! I love space.
However, I do like the scenes.
Space?
Yes, I do like space, but I do like the scenes where Imari goes all anime on us, and like sometimes yes. it goes to that level of like, oh, whoa, is this a shonen or is this like one of them action animes I like watching?
Dude, what is this, a Naruto?
Dude, are you dragging my balls right now?
Dude, you better.
Oh my gosh.
You won't Z it coming.
Oh man. How high of you to notice.
Dude, this is a pretty super pun fest, am I right?
I bet. It's almost as cooler than the last one. That's shout out to my favorite villain, Cooler.
My favorite one's Refrigerator.
Even though we joke around a lot in this this podcast, the joke's in the anime. Nice segue. Are actually probably one of my favorite aspects of the anime. They're like kind of quick and like...
Yeah.
It's just...
It's...
You go.
It's sort of like in fuck, what's the name of that show? The one with darkness.
It's called Konosuba is what you're looking
Konosuba,
for.
Konosuba, yes, thank you. It's kind of like Konosuba whenever he's like, yes, I'm Kazuma. It's very quick.
I fucking love that bit so much. Like, that is the pinnacle of comedy.
There's a couple things like that where it just goes real quick, and then, like, if you catch on it, great. If you don't, then it keeps going, you know? Whoops.
Yeah. If you like the joke, cool. Mm-hmm. You liked it. If not, there's another one.
It's okay. Maybe yeah, you exactly. probably like the next one, yeah. And I kind of, I appreciate this fast. I appreciate these fast bits of humor. And I like the subtlety it has in the other episodes.
Yeah. A lot of the time they'll have like totally straight faces and say something really funny.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's...
Especially like...
Amigo.
The main girl.
Usumi. Much like Amigo.
Much like my friend Amigo. And that other character.
His face doesn't change. Ronald Reagan.
Oh my gosh.
I want to Photoshop Ronald Reagan's face on Ronald McDonald's.
Oh, no, please, no.
you know that, like, has to be a thing, right?
For sure, it has to.
Ronald Reagan.
Then again, we were trying to find Code Geese, and there were no good shit posts. So.
That's really...
No.
Ronald
There's
Reagan.
There's something I actually enjoy about, kind of like... I don't want to say the world of the anime. It's like, it's not world building, but it's not lore either. I just like the... I guess the atmosphere. So, like, in...
It's a fun place to be.
Yeah, and, like, I like
You just
that,
feel good watching it.
The fact that, like, if you see something, probably, like, on episode 2 or something, you'll probably see it again, like, in the background in other episodes. And that's kind of what I like.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
He found a picture
He did?
Of Ronald Reagan.
Please put that on screen, then. Put both of these damn pictures on the screen.
They're both really good.
I... Why haven't I quit the podcast yet?
For all those audio listeners out there, I literally just found a picture. If you literally look up Ronald Reagan McDonald, you will find these photos.
God,
one of them's just Ronald Reagan's face on
one.
Ronald McDonald, and the other one is Ronald Reagan painted as Ronald McDonald.
I hate the
with
second
his
one.
Hair colored
Please
red.
Get rid of it.
I know, it's really
Please. Good. Please get rid of the second one.
No, they're both pink.
I can't
you told
look
me
at...
to put them on, you dummy.
Okay, fine, but just put a big X on the next on the lower one then.
Oh god, okay. God fucking
This is your punishment anytime we sidetrack.
And what?
You got to put stuff on the screen.
Wait, shit.
It's equally me. All of our faults.
Yes.
Definitely Fuck. Not mine
it was,
though.
It was
Shut
it,
up.
You were the one who told me to look it up.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
All right.
Amigo.
No, shut up. Can we just start the segment everyone's here for?
You mean
the one, you know the one.
You mean the miscellaneous section?
No, I don't think it starts with
the name. No, I think it's the other one.
I think it has something to do with, you know, 4th of July and barbecues.
Oh, you mean background information, right?
I'm close. Maybe a little bit down the list. You know,
let me look.
Something that
catches
our eye. Something that really hits our heart.
Oh, I know now. I know what you mean. The presentation, right?
No, I don't think so. We all butchered that, like...
What about the music? What about the music?
Oh, actually, that's... We did... I don't remember any.
Welcome!
Oh, no.
What?
Fourth ever edition of Who's the Best Grill? The part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for best grill of the episode to duke it out for the title of Best Grill.
Oh, boy.
Today, our contestants, once again, are Pino, Garb, myself. Who are you each vouching for? I need to go open my door.
Okay. Garb, you can
start. Pino, you go first.
Okay, fine, I will. All right. So this was a very hard decision. There were tons of grills in this one.
Yes.
But I do declare that the best
girl the song's still is, playing.
I do declare that the best girl is none other. Then I'm gonna go generic on this. I'm gonna just say Usami. Usami is best girl in my heart.
Okay.
That's respectable. Mm-hmm. My favorite, I'm going with our girl, the supervisor, the teacher, the cutest, the boobiest. That's the one. Who's yours, Chug?
It's president. The song probably ended like an hour ago at this point, because okay. Pino always drags out his intros.
He was waiting for you to do your thing with your door.
Yeah.
Dude, I did. You could have said
how
it.
How close is your door?
Back. It's right next to
me. Okay, what? Are you living in a box? What's going on?
Yes.
Okay.
He's homeless.
How did you afford this
box?
This
box is my home.
This is just a box.
This PC is just a box, too.
All right. So I'll give you guys a chance to defend your wife, your best grill, sorry. And I'll just tell you why you're wrong.
No,
Garb,
wife
you can
is
start.
Here.
She can't wrap my girl, the supervisor. She can't even wrap a towel around herself because her boobies are too big.
Aww. No, she could wrap a towel around herself.
She just can't
put
a
swimsuit
on.
Oh, that's what. Yeah. Same thing.
Come on. You don't even know what your best grill does.
We're going to roast you, boy.
There are all things that happen in a bathhouse. You know, it's similar.
I mean, I guess
she's cute.
What else?
Okay,
she faints a lot.
Okay, yeah, commendable.
That just
and,
means that she has
she
a weak
not
heart.
Very happy.
Come on,
whenever they
that
found
doesn't
that
make
porn
her healthy.
Magazine. Shut
well,
up.
You're right. Okay.
She's a good Christian girl. No hex. No fricks. No double decker dicks.
God.
That's it. None of that here.
None of that
in this
here.
Christian home.
All right, time to trash on her. Are you ready, Chuck? Do you have anything to say?
You go first.
All right.
You were the one who was talking up a big game.
Okay. What? I'm going to give it to you straight, homie. She's okay. I actually like her as a character, you know? She's kind. She cares about the kids. She may be a little
get
too...
Get him, Pino!
A little,
get him!
A little too shy for
yeah.
my taste. You know, she's just like a little too nervous. Yo, hold me back, Chuck. Hold me back.
I'm holding
oh, my
back.
God. Your hands are warm. Anyways.
more for holding.
Put them on my butt.
I feel like she was a little too...
No.
Too, like, she was like the comedy relief, but sometimes it was a little much. I'm like, okay, yeah, you fainted once. Please don't faint when two students are stuck in a closet. Like, they needed you. Like, don't get
they
scared
did.
About that little action figure light-up doll. You know,
well, also, if she passes out, like that just means she has a weak heart, and like that's not healthy.
You're right. We got to take care of those plump hairpiece hair. Save myself.
That's why she has big boobs, to protect her fragile heart.
But
she's not falling that way.
Yeah, she doesn't fall forward. She falls backwards. Yes. She doesn't squish.
Shit! I didn't think of a defense.
I will say,
checkmate, bitch.
Get him.
You was right.
You was right. All right, Chuck, would you like to go next?
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about Usami, or whoever the fuck her name is.
You mean Tachibana-sensei?
I mean Yumiko Tachibana-sensei.
Okay, let's
go. She's short-er.
Yeah, short girls are cute. Fuck you.
Okay, you got a point there.
I'm just saying that she's short. That's just a fact. I didn't say short girls aren't cute.
Okay.
I'm just saying she's short. That's it. That's my argument.
You're lighting him up on fire, dude. I think you gotta calm down.
I know. I should probably hold back a bit.
Yeah,
right?
A little bit. Before he actually rees on camera.
Before he just explodes. I think like the more that we roast Garv, the more his boiling point just increases
his
until he finally just
Saiyan.
Explodes. Dude, is he Super Saiyan God 4?
Whoa, I love that one.
Me too.
Is that the one with the straw hat?
Yeah.
Dude.
He punches people with his long arms.
Does he also have a fox demon inside?
He actually, He actually has very good volleyball skills.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
I couldn't think of a good show and joke.
It's okay. Golf claps for Chuck.
I tried really hard.
Okay, no more. He doesn't need that much. All right, Chuck.
He deserved a little, not a lot.
Now let's hear.
No, a little.
Let's hear why you think President is the best.
Well, because President's just great. He's literally leader. I want to read you verbatim my animelist.net listing.
Okay. Let's hear it.
The president of the art club that the above two members are of, talking about the two second years, and then he's taller than the other two, but also has more problems. I have an issue with this reading because he doesn't have more problems. He sleeps them all away.
Wow.
He has the power of sleep on his side. He can sleep wherever he feels like. If he has to skip class because it's just getting too stressful, he just does because he knows what's right for his body. And he gets the appropriate amount of sleep at night and appropriate amount of sleep during the day. He's trying so hard. He unbuttons his shirt so you know that he's approachable and casual, not a delinquent. And he has long hair showing that he just wants to have fun and just relax. He also has prayer beads on his arm because Jesus. And
shout-outs to the big man.
Shout-outs to JC, my main man upstairs. And he sleeps a lot, and he cares about the members of his club a lot.
You know what? That really touched my heart, Chuck.
Thank you. I didn't... That was all verbatim. Not verbatim. That was all... what is it called? I didn't write that down. Whatever that's called. I don't know.
Understandable.
Have a good day.
Have a nice day.
All right. Any objections?
Yeah, he's fucking lazy.
He's not lazy. He needs to sleep.
He's lazy.
He's a little lazy.
If he stayed up, he wouldn't have enough. When he sleeps, it's so that he can control his power.
Do you remember the cram session, Chuck? If he doesn't sleep,
he will explode if he doesn't. He didn't need to cram. He's an honor student.
He was there to help those younger students. His little.
No, he wasn't. He said that he was dragged there so that girl wouldn't die of boy.
Oh.
Correct.
But other girl was there. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't, does it?
I suspect that there is foul play here.
How so?
I don't have any kids.
We're going back to the hardware store.
Okay.
You're from a hardware store?
Oh my god.
No, but President, I don't know. He just sleeps a lot because if he stays awake for longer than 4 hours at a time, he will spontaneously combust because there's too much energy in his body.
I feel like
his chakra would be too much.
I feel like you're missing an important point of President Chan.
How so?
His nice heart.
I already told you.
No, you didn't.
He cares.
He cares not only of his students, but his future students.
He cares
students.
For everyone because the small little child girl just... He's like, I'll take you to the club room.
Yeah.
And he's called Grandpa. And I appreciate that because that means he's wise.
Yeah. For an eighth
Checkmate.
Grader. I mean third year, sorry.
Dude, are you smarter than an eighth grader?
Maybe. It's been a while.
You know you're an eighth grader if you're sleeping on the couch while the other two are painting waifus.
You know,
to be honest, whenever this podcast is done, I'm probably going to take a nap.
Okay, that's
Me
understandable.
Too, thanks. So you have no objections to President being the best?
Fine,
brother?
He's a good dude.
Okay, there he is.
He's okay.
He's great.
Probably should be awake a little more, but I'd probably be concerned if he was awake. Now that I think about it,
he's no Tachibana Sensei.
You're right.
He's not.
But none
woman.
Of them can compare.
He's a male.
Compare.
Oh shit! He threw something
to my girl, Usami Mizuki.
How so?
Place yourself in the shoes of Usami. Oh, wait, we all have. We are all Usami. She's just a child who just has a crush on somebody who doesn't even notice her, dude. She's the underdog of the series. She does her hardest.
She's the main character.
Shut up. I'm not finished. I didn't interrupt
Let
you
this
both.
This man have his time.
Ooh.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Anyways, in all seriousness, She's actually kind of pretty relatable, other than the violent sparks and the whole
thing. I relate to that. I relate to the violence and the female thing.
Oh, my God.
Both of them. I hate people. Also, am girl.
It's okay.
There we go. I checked off all of the boxes. I am now Usami.
Oh, boy. Chuck, you're my best grill.
I have transcended. Makes sense, because it's me.
All right, but let me finish.
Okay.
Okay. Put this on the screen, though.
No, absolutely. There's nothing. Nothing for the rest of this episode is going on the screen, right. No matter how much you want.
All right. I don't want it. It's just punishment. I gotta punish my little underlings. Anyways, again, she's in love. She's young. We've all been there. We've been young. We've been in love before.
I've never felt love.
Wow.
I don't feel any emotions.
Damn.
Am robot.
I gotta get a better agent. Anyways. Usami is just trying to live her life. She is a lover of the arts. I can appreciate that, even though I have no idea who Van Gogh was or why he cut off his ear.
It's because his girlfriend dumped him.
Oh, right.
And then he's like, I'm going to chop off my ear to show you my love. And then she was probably like, ew, that's an ear. And then threw it into her garden.
Ew.
Just because it would be good compost.
Understandable. But it's kind of like that innocence that I kind of like in characters. Like, you've never experienced this before, so you don't know how to react. You know, her trying to get Uchimaki's phone number was probably the funniest, but yet the most, like, adorablest thing I've probably ever seen.
That was very cute. I
felt it in my bones. Yeah.
The fact that when he was asleep in her bed in the study cram episode, and she, instead of kissing him, like what most people probably would assume, she just drew a little bunny on his face. She's just a child.
She drew a penis on his face.
You know, she just represents childhood. You know, this is just children enjoying life, and that's kind of why I like this anime. It's just a feel-good kind of thing. Not like, oh, I need to get in your pants right now. No. It's, yo, I like you, and I want to be friends, and probably in the future be married to you. And that's what
that was the Crunchyroll censorship. They turned the dick into a bunny, but I watched the uncensored version where it was a penis drawn on his face.
But I couldn't.
It was a dick?
I couldn't read Japanese.
No, of course it wasn't, you idiot.
Come on, God. Follow the joke, man.
Come on. I just set it up a minute ago, and then it's a hit, a home run.
I got God.
No, I think
you got God by
you hit a home run, it hit an alien, and then it crashed into the arm of the catcher.
What? The alien?
Yes. The alien and the ball.
What?
No, wait, home run.
Shit.
Anyways, that's why she's best girl, so come at me, haters.
She's violent. She hurts her friends.
You're violent. You hurt your friends.
I've never hit you, though. I've never hit you once.
How many times have you threatened to, though?
Several, doesn't mean I have. I've never laid a finger on you. Therefore,
all right,
Usami's very violent.
I'm gonna give away that toaster you gave us for that anniversary gift.
Oh no! Going back to the hardware store, I guess.
It stopped raining. Now we won't.
Not good. Can we please not make any more Bobo jokes?
We can't. We can't put into the counter.
That's a shame, because, like, that's the one we quote the most, but, like, that's the one with the least amount of views.
Oh, it will never... It will never
be as good as Kenmo. I can see no one has any doubts that my girl is the best.
I told you, she's violent.
That is beside the point. You need a strong woman in your life, you know?
That's why I picked president.
That's not a woman. Oh, right, 2017.
Hey, 2017.
You're right.
You could be whoever you want, and also, just because president's a guy doesn't mean that he can't be sexy.
You're right.
Oh!
I still have that picture of a sexy president sitting in that anime pose. Let me just put it in the chat.
Who, Donald Trump?
No, Ronald no. McDonald. I hate you all.
I love you too, Fido.
Oh, man.
It's just, I don't know. Usami just seems like too obvious of a pick.
And that's why she's the best pick.
Yeah, but Pino's also picked a fucking toilet.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't have any good middle ground.
What do you mean? The toilet was my middle ground.
Ah, I see.
That's, you're lucky I didn't pick the best grill in reality, her hair clip.
Yeah, that one I couldn't have argued for. Like, that's just best.
Just remember when the hair clip got lost, I kind of, like, died a little inside.
Yeah, I cried. I cried.
That was basically like killing a character off.
Yeah, dude. Luckily,
but
they
then reviving them.
Yeah, they found him. Got him. Take that, atheist.
Ate him. Take checkmate, atheist. Came back from the dead, just like Jesus.
Ooh, got him.
Whew. You was right.
All
right.
So, as I kind of did with the Bobobo episode, I'm going to just talk about some of the little differences.
Wait a second. But how are people supposed to contact us if they want to tell us that, no, it is the hair clip that's the best girl?
Can we check our inbox real quick?
Oh, let me check. Oh, look, zero.
You're right.
Still Andy from Google.
Thanks, Andy. You know what? We're going to send you a nice gift basket, you know, edible arrangements. We're going to send you that way.
Edible arrangements could sponsor us.
Dude.
That'd be...
Yeah.
I'd eat them.
Thank you. Sponsor the Art Club episode specifically?
Only the Art Club special, though.
Yeah, that's all.
So, if you do want to email us and be the first one, because, hey, do you want to feel special about yourself?
Like Gaffa did last week? Shout out to Gaffa.
No, he does... That was cut.
just put in my nickname.
No, my God. If you want to send us an email, you can find us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. That's funkyanimepodcast, all spelled out. No spaces, no
word.
Underscores. @gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So,
no dicks, no tricks, no double-decker.
If you already said dick, so how are you going to finish that one off,
I was going to say something, but it would have been racist.
Ricks.
So.
Oh, my God. Dude, please, you know, no.
Like Rick and
no
Morty.
Double-decker,
so I stopped
Ricks.
Myself so you didn't have to censor it.
Yeah, I knew what you were going to say, and I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. But, yeah.
Once
what
again,
am I
doing
I'm
here?
Too edgy for
sometimes
my own good.
I wonder why I'm here.
Just email us. Okay, Pato, you can now talk about anime.
Anyways.
Okay, podcast is ended. Bye.
There are some differences, as obviously there are with manga and
Amigo.
Anime adaptations. Yes, our favorite part where Amigo is being said for 5 times in an awkward echo voice is sadly not in the manga. However, the scene is, so it's very much appreciated that the anime team just added that little Amigo in there. So... Very well noted. Again, some of these things are out of order, and it doesn't encompass the entire run of the manga. Do you guys want some juicy spoilers on the manga, or will you?
Amigo.
I will say something happens if you want me to.
I'd say no.
You don't want it? You don't want to know?
Amigo and clown get together. What?
How did you know? And they become a
dude. That's the OTP.
You're right. You're right.
That's my OTP for this anime.
So what I noticed about the anime compared to the manga is that there is actually one more kind of mainish character that isn't present up until...
Yeah, Amigo.
No, not Amigo. In the episode where they're collecting... In the episode where they're collecting cans, there is a female that hands a can to President Chan, right? Our boy. Uh-huh. That female actually plays an important role in the manga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
I remember seeing her, and I'm like, are they sexing it up? What's the deal?
Well, you could be. You're close. They're actually childhood friends in the manga, and they have a little backstory in there.
Sexing it up.
Well, no, because he has no interest in the female gender, as according to Chuck.
Oh, fucking yes!
No, but...
Nice!
He's just one of those people who are just, you know... He's, I guess sleep is his one true love, and so that's why he doesn't show
brother.
Any kind of... liking to actually in the manga it's because she is not top heavy or bottom heavy like Tachibana sensei and I'm not joking, like he's like that's why he tries to insinuate
that's why they
things.
Want to combine
yes that's why he wants to combine with Tachibana sensei and it's a nice little kind of like on and off thing that him and I believe her name is Nonoka the chick, and I kind of like I would have liked to see more of, like, that kind of, like, you know, relationship.
Dynamic.
But again, this is a shorter anime, you know, and it kind of got its point across since most of the story is about just Usumi and Uchimaki-kun. So, you know, no harm, no foul, but if you read the manga, you'll get a little more of a fuller experience. Plus, there's a beach scene in the manga that was not in the anime. Which,
well, the anime just lost a point on my ranking.
Well, don't forget the pool scene. So that helps.
I see.
Yeah, I'll put that
goes back up.
Which was also in there.
Redeemed. Wait, can I, after you're done with this, I want to say something.
Sure. I've got a couple more differences. Again, some of the episodes are out of order. There are important events that actually happen in between, let's say, episodes 10 through 12 that don't appear in the manga. And again, like the origin of the cat suit. Like, why did the cat suit appear? It's actually because during the... God. It was actually... Do you guys remember that one scene where Colette is, like, on the couch and her shoe...
When she painted Amigo?
No, yeah. When her shoe falls off, right?
Oh, yeah, and she tries to pick it
up. Yeah, and she does all that, and the shoe hits her head. At that moment, the door opens, and then a person in a cat suit comes in for no reason and then scares the crap out of Colette. And that's actually where the origin of the cat suit comes in and not the soda can episode, which I thought was very interesting. Of course, it does come back in that scene. But again, it's just minor differences, and it's pretty understandable. There's a lot more humor, I believe, in the manga from what I've skimmed and what I've actually read. So I kind of recommend, like, if you enjoyed, you know, this, you'll probably most definitely enjoy the manga, especially since it's over and it's got a good ending, at least in my opinion. All right, I'm finished. What do you want?
So you mentioned the pool scene. Yes. And, like, we didn't really talk about it, but I love that scene. Like, that was probably my favorite part of, like, the entire anime with just them with the...
Aside from Amigo.
Yeah, well, yeah,
but Amigo just goes without saying.
You're right.
Come on. But the pool scene is just... They paint the floor of the empty pool because they have to clean it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But they're just, like, paying on it, and then it's a good... Oh, those are breasts. That it's a good, there's a good song that goes along with how they paint it, and I just fucking loved it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is, yes, I like.
I really enjoyed that. Yes.
It was just a good, like, episode topic / scene.
I'm so glad that paint was permanent.
Me too.
That was probably hilarious. I bet it's still there to this day.
I think that would be pretty tight.
Yes.
Bottom of your pool.
Yeah, I think so too. Especially for Joe.
Jojo?
For Joe Taro, because he loves dolphins, you know?
He would. That's true. Right. He would. His thesis was about starfish, though.
You're right. Speaking of starfish, Garb, you have anything to add?
No.
That was a good transition, Pino. Nice. I'm proud of you on that one. I taught you well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Go ahead, go.
Thanks, Mama.
Keep this ball rolling. Let's keep this train a slapping.
Choo choo. Chugga
chugga choo choo.
Oh yeah, there is no English translation. Yeah. There's no English dub. Just FYI to everyone who's like, I like dub.
That was me.
There is no dub. I like dub.
I'm hunting rabbits.
I'm hunting paint.
Okay.
I'm huffing paint.
Amigo.
But again, if you're in the mood for some feel good rom comedy action with just
It's not very long.
It's enjoyable. You'll probably have fun.
Just like Garb's penis.
I thought I was
going to the end, everybody. Thank you. No rankings this week. I think we've had enough.
Wait, did someone say
rankings?
Amigo.
Oh no.
Amigo?
I think we've amigoed it up enough today. Let's head on over to the rankings.
Gorb,
what is your rating?
I give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Just on the normal scale. Average?
On the normal scale, okay.
Yeah, it's just a good show, but I mean, it's not like world changing.
You're right.
Yeah,
it's just chill. It's just a good time.
Your opinion is wrong. No, I'm kidding. All right, I agree with that. All right, Chuck.
You know what they say. Your opinion is wrong,
and you know it.
Bitch, you guessed it. I actually would like to give it a 3.2 because while it is still a good show, I don't feel like there was enough. Like, there was more that could have been done with a lot of the concepts that they did, also,
yeah.
Because Amigo wasn't in the manga. and
oh, he is, but that, just the word amigo.
No,
is,
no, no, I know, amigo, as in a word,
amigo
is not
amigo.
Amigo. No, it's mostly it's just that it's good, but it doesn't. It's nothing new. It's nothing that I haven't like already seen. Kind of
very
before.
Understandable. Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. Sunder girl, lazy guy,
weeaboo child.
Weeaboo child.
A crazy weeaboo girl, and then a actual child.
Leash child.
Dude, bless leash child.
Leash child.
Yeah, she sucks the blood off of you.
Oh, but don't step into the sunlight. Oh, wait, it's winter. Don't step into the sunlight.
You lose. You lose.
You're right. Yeah, all very nice, nice ratings. I actually would agree with both of yours. As for me, though, I'll give this...
But those are two rankings, you dummy.
I'll give one of those rankings a 7 out of 5, and I'll give the other ranking a 6 out of 5. Which means nice. That my total overall ranking is a 3.4 out of 5. Hmm. Again...
I'm trying to do the math in my head right now, and that... I don't know how that really adds
It doesn't.
Up. I don't know about that one.
I don't see you asking the questions. I am.
Oh, it's true. I'm sorry you were interviewing me.
You're welcome. But yeah, again, it's for the same major reasons these boys said. It's, you know, you could find others out there. You can find better ones. You could find worse ones. This one's like the middleman, you know? You'll have a good time with it. But it's nothing you're going to, like, cry over. You're like, you're not going to cry. Yeah. Well, okay, maybe I cried on the first episode. But...
That first episode got me.
First episode was really...
It was pretty good.
I was like,
it
was really what is good. Going
but
on?
But I didn't cry, but I was like, oh, I'm a sad boy now.
A single tear fell down my face.
Right.
A single tear. Good.
Dripped down my pants.
However,
there you go. I finished.
Turn that frown upside down, boys, because I think next week we're going to be doing something interesting, right?
Oh, I'm so... Well, yeah.
What are we doing next week?
We are watching the one, the only, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon
Maid.
Hooray!
I'm really fucking excited for this one.
I stopped episode
it's
one
a really good show?
Because I didn't.
How did you stop?
Because I didn't understand what was going on.
It's okay. It doesn't change.
Oh no!
Fucking love Dragon Maid though. It's a
wait,
really
you haven't
good
watched
show.
It? Like you haven't seen it before?
Who me? When you guys recommended it to me last time, I watched like one or two episodes and I kind of just fell off.
Well, God. Now you're going to get to watch the whole
you're
thing.
Right.
Now you're forced to, whether you like it or
oh,
not.
Boy.
You'll like it. It's a good time.
I hope so.
It's a lot of fun. This will be my third or fourth time rewatching it. So if that says anything about it, then watch it, you dummy.
Because our opinion is law.
My opinion is law.
What?
Not you two, just me.
But I have an opinion.
Yeah, well, your opinion's
what's
wrong.
So it doesn't matter.
You know what, Garb? Your opinion is also wrong.
Okay, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Funky Anime Podcast. I've been... Oh, wait. Pino, you need to outro this, not me.
Well, welcome back to my podcast. But this has been my podcast. Our podcast. And we can... As you can see, we have a little problems to work out. But hey... Problems only mean that the fun is always going to keep on rolling. I've been Pino.
I've been Gar.
But where am I?
And we'll see you
you're
next
blind.
Week.
No, but Pino, you didn't tell me where I was.
Oh.
I was waiting till the end of the episode. The only bit that I cared
oh,
about
no.
this entire episode.
Oh,
and
no.
you didn't even
cut
tell
this
me
part
where
out,
I
please.
Was. Ah!
Oh, let's start
okay.
again.
No, keep it.
Okay,
no.
try it again. Try right. it again. Try it again.
Well, that has been the Funky Anime Podcast. Below me right now is Garb.
Hello.
And
wait.
And slightly above Garb, but on my diagonal, is Chuck.
Oh, nice.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense
and
either.
And I've been Pino on the left, as always.
Yeah. I'm Garb on the north right.
I'm Chuck on the southwest. This has been the Funky Anime Podcast.
We hope you have a nice new year.
Yeah,
I think
this.
Oh, yeah,
this has already happened. Like... It's already happened.
Oh my God, this is 28. This is the first episode.
We did it. We
did
God,
it.
We started off on a bad foot, dude. Why did I have to start this one?
nothing but if you like this podcast, if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. There's got to be some more stuff actually coming out of this channel in the near future, so keep your eyes peeled for that. And If you're listening audio-wise, like, please rate us on, like, iTunes or wherever you rate your podcast, because that really helps get the word out.
Be honest.
And it just, yeah, it's just, we just have fun here. So thanks for listening. This has been the Three Wee Bros. This has been the Funky Anime Podcast. Do you have anything else to say, Pata, before we say goodbye?
Arrivederci, compadre.
Goodbye? I love you both. But
will you marry me?
No.
I don't know. Maybe if you had a ring, Pop.
Maybe I have to ask one of my 12 waifus that I've drawn.
This is my 17th waifu.
Oh, no. This is probably the best one I ever made.
I wish that fucking dog would stop barking.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Love y'all. Stay fapping, my friends. Goodbye. Oh, that was gross. God,
I hated this episode, boys.